So I wanted to talk to you a bit about things that affect women's sex life. Specifically today, our topic is spectatoring. That is a term that sort of sounds like what you might think it is, in terms of if you are a spectator at an event and you are watching. A big part of this concept is that women and people in general do it too, men do it as well. But there is this tendency to watch ourselves sort of as a third party as we're becoming more intimate with somebody else and to judge ourselves. Factors of that include body image, it includes, of course, the self-esteem that we go into the interaction with. It's also how accepting we are of what's showing up. So the spectating sort of is the imagine it to be like that chatter, like as you're starting to be interested in someone and maybe initiate or receive. It's the how do I look? How do I sound? How do I come across? Do you think they like me? Like, am I being weird? It's all those little factors that really can get in the head and totally derail, unfortunately, the interest in sex. It can prove very distracting. It can also make it so it's really hard to connect because if you're having this whole dialogue in your head about how you look or how you sound or how you smell or how you taste or what they're expecting from you, it makes it really hard to connect, to feel in sync, to feel sensuality with your partner. So what is the what's the treatment, I guess, or what's something you can do if you're caught in the spectatoring cycle? The first thing I would recommend is sensate focus. So that is old school. It's something that Masters and Johnson came up with in the 50s, and I love it. I actually recommend it oftentimes to couples. It is a very simple process. You can Google it, sensate focus. There's four or five levels, but it really starts with touching each other for about 10 minutes, I think each is doing that segment, and they aren't talking. They aren't giving direction or feedback. They are just giving or receiving. And initially, it's fully clothed. It's just caressing touch, non-genital caressing touch is the starting level. It gets you in a place where you can just sort of feel some touch and not have this expectation that you have to perform in any way or respond in any big exaggerated way. It starts to help you reconnect with just touch. And it can feel actually kind of tricky for both parties, depending on what they're coming in with. If somebody is more in the spectatoring tendency, they might feel really self-conscious about how they're giving, how they're touching, or how they're receiving if they can't talk or distract. So just stick with it, see how it feels. I think it's a really good option. So give yourself a break if you are spectatoring. Give yourself a chance to just be authentic. Be curious, show up and see what's actually happening with your partner. So if you'd like to know more about this, you can read about it in the newsletter and you can sign up for that at rivieratherapy.com/contact. And we look forward to talking more about different sexual topics. Also, you're welcome to send me any questions or ideas you might have about this topic or other topics. I am reachable at Dr. Jen Kennedy on Instagram, or you can reach me by email, JENN@rivieratherapy.com. Thanks so much.